blade of light, the first bout. Marco was sitting on the wooden bench at the edge of the gym, listening to the sound of swords and voices echoing through the hall. Even though he had been blind since birth, his imagination made up for what he couldn't see. He could hear the clash of blades and the commands of Coach Francesco, spoken in a strong and encouraging voice. "Now concentrate! Parry and lunge! Good! Like that!" Marco wasn't sure why he was there. His mother had told him about a new sport, something interesting, and had insisted he try it. "You'll see, you might like it," she had said. He was skeptical. He had never been a sports enthusiast. Most seemed built for a world he couldn't see. But something in his mother's tone had convinced him. The gym door opened, and a man approached. "You must be Marco," said Coach Francesco with his gentle but firm voice. "Welcome. Would you like to try something new today?" Marco hesitated, then nodded. "What do I have to do?" The coach laughed. "First, we put on the mask and pick up a sword. Come with me." Guided by the coach, Marco found himself wearing a fencing uniform and a mask that covered his head. When he picked up the sword, its weight and shape surprised him. It wasn't as heavy as he had imagined, but it was solid, with a handle that fit perfectly in his hand. "Fencing isn't just about strength," explained Coach Francesco, "but precision, listening, balance, especially listening. I'll guide you to start. Our discipline adapts to your senses. Together, we'll feel the sounds, movements, and space around us." Francesco took position next to Marco. "Now we'll try a simple exercise. I'll touch your sword with mine, and you'll need to sense the movement. Try to follow my blade. Ready?" Marco nodded and raised his sword. He felt a light touch on his blade, then another. Concentrating, he began to move his sword, following the signals he perceived. It wasn't easy, but there was something fascinating about this game of touches and responses. "Good! Excellent!" said Coach Francesco after a few minutes. "You've got the principle. Now let's try a lunge. Bend your front knee and keep your back straight. Yes! Like that! And go! Lunge!" Marco followed the instructions, feeling the movement flow through his body. When the tip of his sword touched the target, it was a wave of satisfaction. "Well done, Marco!" exclaimed Francesco. "You already have the spirit of a true fencer. How does it feel?" Marco smiled, a smile that spread across his face. He had never experienced anything like this before. It was like a dance, but a dance made of attention, sensitivity, and reflexes. "I like it," he said. "I really like it." Francesco chuckled. "This is just the beginning. You've just had your first bout, but there's still so much to discover." That evening, going home, Marco couldn't stop smiling. He didn't yet know that this day would change his life, but one thing was certain. He had found something special, something that gave him strength and made him feel like he had a blade of light in his hands. Thus began Marco's journey into the world of blind fencing, a path made of challenges, discoveries, and victories, where darkness was not a limit but a playing field to explore.
Did you enjoy this episode? Give us a like, subscribe to the channel, and activate the bell icon so you don't miss future episodes of Blade of Light.